Kevin, your immediate reaction. Feels like 2 points dropped maybe when you concede a late goal, but at the same time you've gone on the road, you've extended your unbeaten run, so there's upsides too.
Yeah, there's a lot of upsides. The first half, we started really, really well. First 15 minutes, I thought we were playing the front foot, created a few chances, probably should have scored in the first 15 minutes, but then I thought it was all Longford right up to half time. We struggled to get out of our own box. They must have had six or seven corners in a row. Yeah, so it was full pressure from Longford, and we just looked a wee bit off it energy-wise. And at half time we had a couple of words, and we shuffled a few things, and the boys came out in the second half and definitely put on a proper shift. And that's the kind of side that we've recognised over the last number of weeks when we've gone on this run. The first half, for most of the first half, that wasn't us. Second half we were right up and at it, and I thought we passed the ball better, we competed better, and we got a bit of service on the hands, and you can see what he can do when you get a bit of service on them.
I was going to say, I mean, you had obvious pace and threat in the three boys up top, but it felt like that connection from midfield to the top three wasn't really there in the first half. What did you try and do about that, or how did you change your approach?
Yeah, we just tried to be a wee bit braver and push up a wee bit more. I thought we were the gap between the centre backs, the midfield and the forward line was too much, and we just tried to close those gaps. It is a bit risky at 0-0, and one ball over the top can catch you. And they probably should have scored before we scored, and the ball went under Mikey's foot, but he done unbelievably well to get back and take it off Norris's toes as he was about to slot it home. So you could go 1-0 down, and then all of a sudden you're 1-0 up, and as you say, we are slightly disappointed that we didn't hold out for the 3 points, but definitely after 15-20 minutes of the game you would have said, yeah, we will take a point here and move on, you know, because it's a tough place to come. They're a good side, they've been on a decent run themselves. Wayne's done a really good job with them. Individually, they have a few cracking players, so yeah, you're not going to hold them out for 90 minutes. But if we had got the, we probably should have nicked it at the end in the corner. I think it was Shawnee got a flick to it, and it just trickled past the back post. So those are the margins. It's a point on the road. We move on. We have six games to go in the league. And as we spoke about inside, we just park it. It's done. And to be fair to us as a staff and as a club, we haven't spoke about the Cork game. Because this here game was so important, we needed to give it our full attention. And if you don't, this level will come back to haunt you. So yeah, fair play to the club, the players, the staff, for just focusing on Longford. We've got our point, we move on, but now it's a big week as we move into the Cup quarter final.
How does that change the mindset and how you approach? Because again, there's an element of pressure with regard to these league fixtures. The pressure for a playoff place is there. Cup, people on the outside will perceive it as a free hit, an opportunity to do something special, but where nothing is expected. How close is that to the feeling inside the dressing room?
Yeah, that's probably exactly what it is, the pressures of a league, because there's points to play for. We've got our point, and you're really taking it home. If you'd have held out for the 3 points, it would have been a brilliant 3 points to get on the road, but it's not to be. But it's a completely different challenge. The Cup, it's a one-off. Somebody has to win on the night, so you can really afford to throw everything at it tonight. Could you really afford to throw everything at it at one each, or at 1-0 up? You're probably holding on and hoping you would hold on for the 1-0, whereas a cup game is completely different. Like, you just throw absolutely everything you have at it. Now, unfortunately, we were down a lot of key players, and our squad's light enough as it is. And the fact that the two boys got just a couple of yellows, it's just really harsh. It's really harsh rule. And you see them out of a big, big game, but a game, that's what the squad's for. We'll put a game plan together and we'll give it a go, you know.
A lot of managers like to say, oh, I'm working with a very young panel here. You are, by any objective measure, you are. So you're going into that Cork game with guys who maybe have no concept of fear or no sense of trepidation that might come with experience, but you don't have the experience either. Where does that leave you, and what's the challenge for you in that?
Sure, look, tonight we have three players away in international duty with the 17s. We didn't mention, we didn't complain, we just get on with it, and we call up other under 20 players and under 17 players to come under the panel, and one of them come on tonight. So that's what you do. There's no point in complaining about it. For us as a club, we're proud of the boys to go and do that, and that's what you want. And young Austin, who's already signed for Burnley, so you've lost him as well. And obviously the two boys that are suspended. So, but again, that's what a panel's for. And we're not going to make any excuses. We just push on. And as I says, we'll try and put a game plan together. There's no doubt Cork are 100% favourites for the game. there's some quality individuals, international players, and they've just quality throughout their whole squad. And yeah, I've done a bit of homework on them already, but obviously the full focus was on Longford the last week after the treaty game. But that's the levels you're at. You're going to be playing top sides. When you come to a quarter final, you know the margins are going to be very, very thin. But hopefully we can get a big crowd to rally behind us, and hopefully it'll give us that extra bit of energy to get across the line, you know.
Well, I was going to say, because there will be a sense of occasion as well, because there's no doubt the crowd will turn out for this. I mean, it's a huge event. Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity at the same time, because massive road trip for Cork, that'll, I won't say blood in the water, but there'll be an element of that there too. So I've no doubt people will turn out, and you can see the connection growing between the supporters and the players as they get to know this young group and the way they go about
things. Yeah, we have some, like, says it months ago when the boys come in, I've said it, we have some special players within this group, the players we've brought in, the players that are here, the locals, the likes of Tony McNamee's, who had a sick stomach a whole night, and he lasted right up to the 85th minute or whatever it was, and fair play to him. There's another three or four players as well had kind of a stomach bug or something, and they fought on, and that, as coaching staff, that gives us huge hope, kind of indie games, I guess, that you have players that will dig deep, make no excuses, and just push forward, you know.